The statewide charter school board rejects a proposed Jewish virtual charter school, and voters head to the polls for local elections. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, February 10th. I'm Nick Daniels. A proposed Jewish charter school will not go forward in Oklahoma for now. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the statewide charter school board voted unanimously Monday to deny the school's application.
The Ben Gamla Jewish Charter School would have been an online K-12 school if its application had been approved by the board. In 2023, the board found itself in a similar situation with the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School. A lawsuit over the board's decision to approve that school went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which affirmed the state Supreme Court's decision that the religious would-be public school violated Oklahoma's constitution, which forbids sectarian institutions from receiving public dollars. Even after the denial, board chair Brian Shellum predicts litigation.
I would be shocked if there's not a lawsuit filed by Friday.
Ben Gamla says the St. Isidore ruling did not answer constitutional questions. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Expand Energy, formerly Chesapeake Energy, plans to move its corporate headquarters from Oklahoma City to Houston later this year. The company says the move will strengthen relationships with industry partners and support long-term growth. Officials say Oklahoma City will remain a key hub for operations. The Oklahoma newspaper reports the company is promising to leave its full local workforce of 500 in OKC. Expand Energy joins other companies shifting to Houston following last week's announcement that Devon Energy will also be headquartered there after a merger with Coterra Energy. Nearly one-fifth of Oklahoma's agricultural federal workforce left or lost their jobs in the first half of last year. Anna Pope reports most of the workers took a deferred resignation.
During President Donald Trump's first year back in office, his administration has prioritized shrinking the federal workforce. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Office of Inspector General shows the agency shed about 238 employees in Oklahoma. The report breaks those departures down nationally into employees who retired, were dismissed, resigned, were externally transferred, or left via the Deferred Resignation Program, a federal initiative that allowed employees to remain on paid leave for a period after agreeing to resign. From late January to late August, 62 employees resigned or retired from the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Oklahoma. The Farm Service Agency saw 55 people leave or lose jobs in the state. I'm Anna Pope.
Voters in 60 counties can head to the polls today to elect mayors, representatives, and more. Abigail Sikowski has details.
Top of mind for many voters today is the election for the mayor of the state's capital city. Incumbent David Holt faces one challenger in Matthew Pilares, who works for the Greater OKC Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Also on the ballot is the general election for the vacant seat in House District 35. Dylan Travis, an agriculture business owner, emerged as the Republican candidate after two primary rounds. His opponent is Democrat Luke Cruz, an educator. Both candidates want to improve rural roads and are concerned with public education. Some of the state's largest school districts, Edmond, Jenks, and Deer Creek, will put up bond proposals to support planned projects. I'm Abigail Sikowski.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.